As usual, I don't know what's happening in the playoffs or the NFL. I do know that it starts this Saturday, and I know that my husband is super amped because they fired the coach of the Giants, I believe. Something like that,
yes,
right?
You would be correct in guessing that. That is good. And I tell you, it was an exciting final week of the season last week, so it probably got him really fired up for the playoffs now.
Tom Rock, sports writer for Newsday. Tom, so I sound somewhat intelligent when I'm talking about these playoffs coming up. What can I say? What do we need to know?
Three conversation starters she can have at any party and not sound like a moron.
Well, Anna, the first thing you need to know is that the game between the Bills and the Patriots is going to be a rematch, a third time that they're playing this year. But what you really want to say whenever you watch the Bills play is Bills Mafia is about to explode. Mm. That's the key phrase.
Bills Mafia is always about to explode, Tom. Come on.
Bills Mafia is what the fan base calls themselves. And those are the lunatics that you see out in the freezing cold jumping on folding tables and drinking beer in the parking lots. So whenever you see the Bills on TV, just talk about Bills Mafia.
The Bills Mafia, while they are crazy, also very generous. They've given a lot of money to different causes over the years, Anna. People love the Bills Mafia.
Long-suffering Bills fans.
That's right.
Right, so you throw that in. The Bills obviously have never won a Super Bowl. They went to four straight at one point and lost all four. So long-suffering Bills fans is the way to describe them.
Could be their time. Could be their time.
Okay, great. All right, I got it. I got my notes written down. What's next?
Second one, whenever the Raiders are on TV or you see big guys in short sleeves in freezing cold weather and heavy hits or something like that, something that makes you cringe, you got to say, John Madden would have loved this. Because John Madden, of course, was the broadcaster. He passed away. He was the Raiders coach, won a Super Bowl for that franchise. And he loved everything that is nasty and ugly and sweaty and gross about football. And so whenever you see something that is revolting to you, John Madden would have loved this.
Okay, got it.
And nobody will dispute that in any conversation that you're in. That's brilliant. All right there, Tom, one more. What do you got?
This is the best thing that ever could have happened to Anna. Mobile gambling is now widely available. So that means that you can sit in a room with the football game on television, with everybody watching the game, and look at your phone. And when somebody says, hey, put your phone down, watch the game, you just say, I'm just checking the in-game lines. Mm. I'm just doing some in-game betting. It's a great excuse to be in the room and just be completely detached from the game.
And I want you to use all three of these scenarios now in a sentence or a perspective conversation that you might have if your friends are coming over this weekend for the playoff game.
Yeah, you know it's going to be freezing cold for that Bills-Pats game. But you know what, Raven? Those long-suffering Bills fans, well, it's about to be their turn because the Bills Mafia is about to explode.
Okay, well, the Bills Mafia is the Bills fan, so that one's a little bit confused. But
all right, but I got it. They're going to explode.
Yeah,
right.
They're going to explode when they win the game.
It doesn't matter, Raven, because no matter what, as I'm watching that game,
yes.
God rest his soul, John Madden's going to love it.
I mean, he would, but that's a little weak. I feel like you've been better in the past.
I'm going to be honest. This whole time, I wasn't even paying any attention because I had my head in the phone. But there's a logical explanation for it. I'm just checking the in-game lines and seeing where I stand. Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Right. That part of
it was a decent recovery. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
right. Tom Rock, sports editor for Newsday. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.